I'd say we're thankful to be in the Lord's house once again. Thankful for the spirit that we felt so far. Thankful for the songs that were sung. I'm especially thankful, I don't know if I'm going to read or just testify for a minute. I'm especially thankful for that youth and singing those songs about Jesus. They don't really know what they're singing yet, Brother Randy, but I'm thankful that one day, whoa, amen, they will. Amen, they're going to know Jesus and they're going to know more about Him. Whoa, and it thanks God, it feels good to know that they will. Oh, it feels so good. We're going to be reading out of Jonah chapter 4. I don't even know if I can read. We're going to start in about the fifth verse. The Bible said, so Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth, and sat under it in the shadow, till he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord God prepared a gourd, and made it come up over Jonah, so that my shadow over his head, to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceedingly glad of the gourd, but God prepared a worm in the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd, and it withered. And it came to pass, when the sun did arise, that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun being upon it, the head of Jonah, and that he fainted, and he wished himself to die, and said, is it better for me to die than to live? And God said to Jonah, dost thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well be angry, even unto death. And then said the Lord, thou hast pity on the gourd, for which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which came up by night and perished in the night. Should I spare Nineveh, the great city, wherein more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, also much cattle? And that's all we feel like reading. We just desire your prayers this morning. I don't really know which way this is going to go. I thought I had a plan coming in here, but that sure did change. But throughout this week, we've been thinking about the jobs of the church. And I'm not talking about the preachers, the singers, the people that testify, the prayer warriors, the lay members. I'm talking about the business side of the church. And if you think about it, I know with Stoners, most of the people that run the business side of it are the elders. And if you think about it, those elders, church, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be hateful or nothing. But those elders, in 15 or 20 years, they ain't going to be here. So it's up to my age. I know this is Youth Sunday, so I'm going to try to preach to the youth for a little bit. It's up to my age, the generation above me, the generation below me, to step up, take a leap of faith with God, and put some work in the church. That's what it takes. Because we got a job to do to keep this thing going, Randy. We got to keep it going, Jennifer. When Randy and Earl and all these elders were our age, they had to step up and take hand and take the reins. So we got to do it too. You know what the best way to do that is to sit around and listen for a little bit. To pay attention. To stop worrying about what all that's going on social media and all the troubles and trials that you're facing. And pay attention to these people that's been through it. Because you're going to have to face the same things. I'm just being honest with you, church. I'm just being honest. That's the only way I can be, is honest. We have the resources available today to do what needs to be done, Randy. But we're not taking a hold of them. I ain't trying to be hateful. I ain't trying to be mean. But without the business side of the church, you won't have any structure. And the churches will die out. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's the way I believe. And at the end of the day, it's our choice. If you're saved by the grace of God, it was your choice to come to the altar. It was your choice to let Jesus into your heart. And it's your choice to keep this going. But you got to make the choice to keep it going, Jennifer. And if we don't make that choice, Abram, it'll go away. They had to make that choice, and so do we. So what are you going to do? Are you going to step up? Are you going to follow God? Or are you going to be cast away? Maybe say, preacher, why should I do it? I'll give you the simplest answer I can. Jesus Christ is the reason that I wake up, that I go to sleep, that I preach, that I pray, that I do anything in this walk of life. Because he gave his life. His own life. Can you imagine that? Giving your own life for some worthless sinners. Everybody that's sitting in here is a worthless sinner. Everybody in the world doesn't deserve a single thing that he gave us. He took the sins of the past, the present, and the future for us, Earl. And we don't deserve anything that he gave us, but he gave it to us anyway. When Jonah was in this circumstance, we already know he got swallowed up by the belly of the fish, and that he went back to Nineveh to preach. He finally did what the Lord told him to do, but he didn't want to do it. Church, we got to be in that mindset where we want to do it because God told us to do it. It's that plain and that simple. If God tells you to do something and you don't want to do it, you ain't going to be in the right place to do it. That's the way I believe. Abram, we got to be in the right mind. We got to be in the heart, right, the right heart. We got to be studied up and ready for when God tells us to do something, we do it. And I'm thankful they're still choosing us to do it, Abram. I'm thankful that we still have the choice to do it. We live in the greatest country on the face of the planet. If you go live in some of these other countries that don't have that choice, I bet you'll see how good it is to live here. So you got to make the choice to do it. If God tells you to do something, you better do it, and you better be prepared and ready to. You better step up. Take a leap of faith. Nothing's going to be easy if you're a Christian. It's not easy for me to stand up here to preach. It ain't easy for that man right there to sing. It's not easy. You get the nerves. You get nervous to do it. But with God, you know that you can do it. Because he's right there by your side through it all. Sinner friend, let me tell you something, Myth. If you're sitting here tonight and you ain't got God by your side, I can tell you one place where you can get it. And he'll never leave you. He'll be a friend that stands closer than a brother. And he will be up beside you till the end. Till this physical body decides to go away and you join with him in heaven, in spirit, and in truth forever. This physical body is going to go away whether you like it or not one day. We ain't promised tomorrow. I think, you might call it morbid, but this is the way I think. As soon as you were born into this earth, you start to die. Your death timer starts. But it's up to you. This physical life's going to go away, but this eternal life is forever. Brother Randy, that's all I got. I thank y'all for listening. Thank you for your prayers.